Stargazing with Gamilaroi astronomer Carly Noon.
Yama Ningdagaba, everyone. Hello. I hope you are all well this beautiful Saturday morning. It is time to take a peek at the fascinating world of astronomy, where we will be talking about the problems with space junk and its effects on light pollution, taking a glimpse at a black hole's magnetic field, and having a look at what's happening in the sky this Easter weekend. First up, some research has come out this week discussing the impacts of satellites on our night skies. And as astronomers, we have known this for quite a while now. They largely impact our images, with large streaks of light passing through the image. But in addition to this, the paper explains how they've measured satellites having a 10% increase in the ambient glow of the sky. This obviously has huge implications for astronomers, but also people, and of course, nocturnal animals. Now, understandably, many researchers are calling out to Elon Musk in particular to come up with some solutions to problems that essentially Starlink and his company are creating, and also other satellites, and really making us question if the cost of Starlink is worth the benefits they claim the thousands of satellites will have. Coming back down to Earth now, and it is, of course, Easter weekend. Last weekend, I spoke about the full moon and how it was the first full moon after the autumn equinox. Well, this weekend, we have the complete opposite situation. We have no moon at all. This is exciting, though, because it means we get one last good proper look at our late summer sky before we enter our winter sky, which is, of course, dominated by the Milky Way. Huge news in astronomy this week also came in the form of a second direct image of a black hole. Back in 2018, we saw the first image of a black hole ever to be taken, and this week got even more exciting with the successful imaging of the magnetic field lines around a black hole. In the image, you can see the dark, shadowy center, which is, in fact, the black hole itself, surrounded by a warm glow, which is what we call the event horizon. Now, within the event horizon, we can see a bunch of material has gathered, and the field lines show us some spiraling motion is happening towards the center of the black hole, giving us a glimpse at how matter falls into the black hole and also how it interacts with the warm matter surrounding it. And this is giving us a whole new understanding of how these really wild objects actually operate. For any stargazers out there this weekend, I would highly recommend getting outside early, just after sunset, to see the last glimpses of Pleiades in the northwest sky close to the horizon. Orion is of course positioned just above it as always, and maybe you might even see some satellites and starlings yourself this weekend. If you're feeling like you have extra good eyesight, you might even be able to catch the head of the emu peeking over the horizon in the southern sky. And with that, I wish you all excellent eyesight this weekend, a wonderful Easter, and some happy stargazing.
Isn't that music from the film Insight just beautiful? That was picked especially by Gamilaroi astronomer Carly Noon for her regular segment on Saturday Breakfast.